The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisord, Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Ferguson's first African-American mayor will be sworn into office tonight. Ella Jones is also the first woman to hold the office. The former city council member will replace Mayor James Knowles. Term limits kept him from re-election. Jones won the election 2 weeks ago by 54%. St. Louis city leaders set to approve body cameras for St. Louis police. The city is getting 800 cameras. The price tag, $5 million. They'll be the same type of cameras used by St. Louis County Police. The Board of Estimate and Apportionment votes on the contract at 2 this afternoon. The meeting will be held via Zoom. The board is also set to adopt a set of accountability actions for police officers. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, temperatures in the 60s for your morning commute, highs in the upper 80s, and plenty of sunshine. Tomorrow, highs will likely be back closer to the 90s. We see some storm chances increase by the end of the week. It's looking like late Friday into the weekend, we could see scattered storms as a cold front approaches.